some help?
I think I got it too slow.
That's okay. Take your time. Well, it comes that time that we're going to have our talker tonight, and I have the great pleasure of introducing her. She is an amazing lady, and she has really done her spiritual walk, and every day she's learning something new, and she doesn't ever share from her heart that she wouldn't do herself. So she's got a lot of good things to share, and, you know, she's a special friend to me. So please welcome Lori LaPearl. Hi, everybody. Where's Gloria? Gloria, thank you for the beautiful healing tonight. I really felt the love come through. It said everything. And Donna, thank you for that, too. It was perfect for beginning and ending. I'm really excited to, like, share some thoughts with you tonight because I had a few things happen to me. You know, if you really pay attention to your life and you walk in a spiritual walk, the angels have a really funny sense of humor. And you guys will laugh with me when I tell you what happened to me today, knowing what I was going to talk about tonight, because I really hope, this is my intention tonight, I hope that one person just walks away just knowing that you're on your spiritual path. Just, you know, give yourself a break, that you're probably doing your best, but just to kind of be open to standing up for yourself, because my talk is being spiritually assertive with love. And there's a reason probably some of you are here. I know there's a few people here that kind of like me, and it's not easy to kind of step into your own beliefs, your ideas, all that stuff. And a lot of it comes down to how you are as a person. I always say that certain people are driving different cars. You know, like, I'm a Jeep, here I come, and one of my girlfriends might be driving a Mercedes. I mean, they're both amazing, but it's just different ride, right? You get in, you be like hanging on and bumping around with me, and theirs might be smooth sailing a little bit. But anyways, I want to just maybe let you know, like, I want to talk on the spiritual side of assertiveness, not so much on what, I'll read you the definition on and Wikipedia, what they came up with assertiveness, but I want you really tonight just to bring the love in for you, because I want to do a little exercise after too, just so you can bring in a situation that either you're approaching or something that you're dealing with in your life that you're having a really hard time stepping in to being assertive. And most people think assertive too is aggressive, and it's really not. They're two different things. But it, depending what type of person you are, if you're passive or aggressive, more your personality, it can feel like sometimes somebody is coming at you more aggressive, but they're really not. So assertiveness is defined as being confident and direct in claiming one's rights or putting forward one's views. In other words, assertiveness is simply standing up for yourself, speaking up for your rights, and effectively expressing your wishes, ideas, and concerns. But in doing this, one does it with consideration to others through the act of being respectful of the other person's personal boundaries and emotions. Being spiritually assertive is being confident and self-assured as a spiritual being, working in harmony in conjunction with spirit, working directly with one's higher self. There is an art to being assertive. This is because it's kind of a balancing act between being considerate and respectful of the other people's feelings and own needs. It is very distinct from being passive and aggressive because of this dual focus of balancing your needs with those of others. Because I think a lot of times we do want everything to be fair, right? But not everybody has that. They're coming at you and they want. It depends where you are emotionally too, because that can take over if you have anger and frustration. And I'll talk a little bit about that. So let's see, Wikipedia says, just describe assertiveness in this way. As a communication style for strategy, assertiveness is distinguished from aggression and passive. How people deal with their personal boundaries, their own, and those of other people help distinguish between those three concepts. Passive communicators do not defend their own personal boundaries and thus allow aggressive people to abuse and manipulate them through fear. Passive communicators are also typically not likely to risk trying to influence anyone else. Aggressive people do not respect the other person's boundaries of others, thus are liable to harm those why they're trying to influence them. A person communicates assertively by overcoming fear to speak his or her mind or trying to influence others. So You know, being assertive is really just, it's what you got to find out for yourself, right? What you believe, what runs true for you. And that's why Millie always says, run everything to your God self, right? I think that everybody that comes in this church for the first time, I know when I came in here and I heard, come if your heart feels like it, I'm like, oh, I was born in the Catholic Church. They do not say that. They say, you better come back, right? It's totally different. When you hear that, though, you're like, I don't know what this is about. And you know, when you first come here, too, even if you're open to spirituality, each church does things different, right? You're new and stuff like that. But there's something that if you're open to it, that kind of grabs you and says, like maybe something in your ear or a pull to say, I don't know what this is, but I want to know more about this, right? Something felt good here. And I think in this church alone, I think a lot of times you feel the energy connection, right? Like attracts like. So sometimes we're drawn to somebody that is somewhere on the path of us. And it doesn't mean that we're at the same vibration, because you might be learning different things, but it's your love vibration. Because you probably really, most of the people that come here, I think, want to do good things, good deeds, right? Do things for good for other people. So if you want to assert yourself, you need to know what you believe, what you feel, and what you think, and what is truly important for you. It is important to distinguish between what you think you should be for your principles, or what other people think you should be. You should make your principles, feelings, and values, and what your actions actually reveal them to be within you. Such awareness is an important part of the process of spiritual development and genuine assertive expression. Why this is really important, too, is because, you know, we all came here to do, spiritually, right? We're energy living in a human body, and we're experiencing things, right? And whether you believe reincarnation, come back, and all that stuff. I know I do, but it depends on who you are, and that's okay, too. But you really came here, like it's like Millie says, it's school, right? We're like doing reports, and we're being tested all the time. So being assertive, the reason why I want to talk about it is because tonight there's so much going on with the world right now. And people look at with the politics, like people need to feel what's right for you. And there's no agreement, right? If you come, somebody comes out and you're like, well, I believe in this because someone's maybe more loving, right? But not saying that's necessarily maybe the best thing for our country, right? That most people might think. We know what love conquers all, right? But somebody might think something else. So you have a right to your opinion. But there are people out there, that's why I want to talk about that this tonight, is that, you know, it's okay if they have a charge on them. You're the one that has to pull back and say, I'm not going to take this on for my own. And I'll talk about that later, too, when I give you some ideas on how you can really use this in your life, like just basic stuff. You know, one of them is not to not take personally, right? So what somebody says to you, it's about themselves. So being non-assertive can be exhibited by two extremes. On one end, there's being passive by holding back your feelings and not expressing them. On the other end, there's aggression at the expense of others. Some people swing like the pendulum both ways. Lack of assertiveness can make you feel powerless and cause feelings of depression, low self-esteem, and helplessness, and so living with chronic illness. I see a lot of this because I'm a body worker. I think 80% of the people that come to see me, it's got nothing to do with physical stuff. It's all emotional. And it stores in different areas of the body. I usually attract people that kind of, even if they don't know what I'm doing, they're kind of open to it. So I do healing too at the same time. I do everything I can. I ask the angels and God, please use me so I can help the person. But you have to understand, being a body worker, if the person's not open, I can only do what I can do, right? But I love people that just say, I'm open. Just do what you got to do. I'm like, great. Because that means that they're just open to, and I could just say, okay, use me, whatever. And I just feel guided to do whatever I feel like I need to do for the person. So it ends up being pretty amazing. So let's talk about this. Do you find it difficult to say no when asked to do something? How many people here sometimes have a problem with saying no? I think a lot of us do. So do you find it hard to even just refuse someone? Somewhere along the line, you may have become conditioned to do what others ask for a number of reasons. Sometimes saying no is an act of self-care, and your intuition will tell you the difference between whether it's time to walk away from a situation completely versus whether it's simply time for you to stay on course. Face your fear, step out of your comfort zone. It's time for you to sit in the stillness and get in touch with your genuine feelings, and the answer will come to you. If you can't say no, you build this resentment. It will result in you being out of balance emotionally and spiritually, which leads to illness of a spiritual, emotional, mental, or physical body. So I want to tell you what happened to me. So a couple weeks ago, I started a new business. I'm still doing massage. I'm doing a lot more whatever the angels want me to do. I'm doing angel work, and I'm just doing everything. Everything that they've been pressed, just showing me for 2 years. And I'm so excited, and amazing things have been happening. But I'm trying to juggle everything because I'm still working for the sports doctors in Del Mar. So I'm working a lot, but I'm loving what I'm doing. But I'm honoring myself to know people ask me to do stuff, and if I want to do it, I say, I'm sorry, thank you, but I can't do that. And some people try talking me out of my no. But I know that if I don't take care of myself, have time for me to take care of me and fill my cup up, then I'm not going to be a good friend to all these other people I want to take care of, right? Because that's the way energy works. But I didn't take, for 2 weeks off, I didn't take a day off. And my Tuesday rolls around, and Tuesday night, I don't know what happened to my wrist, but Wednesday morning I woke up and I couldn't move my wrist. It locked up on me. So I'm like, okay, this ain't good. But I went to the early to the doctor, and I said, hey, look at my wrist. And he said, oh, man, what'd you do? And I said, I don't remember doing anything. And he said, well, it's really locked up. So he said, let's spend some time on it. So he did some physical therapy and some laser, and then he adjusted it. A huge pop. And the light bulb went off, and I go, I get it. Because you see, what Lori didn't do is I was telling the universe, I am going to take a day off, and I'm going to take care of myself. Well, they were going to take me out physically, because guess what? That's the only way I'm going to pay attention, right? Yeah. Think about it. Because physically, I can handle a lot. So I want to tell you what happened to me with my heart the last 2 days. So that was my physical, and I got it, right? And I was like, okay, I know I need to take a day off and take care of myself, and I'm putting out what I want. The angels are saying. So this is the thing. We think, why has it happened to me in my life? I already told the angels I don't want to experience that. Well, listen, they're coming down going, Lori, what are you saying to yourself? What do you truly want, right? So they're basically, what happened was my physical, that's when I would pay attention, because they're going to take me out physically. I can't help anyone. So I'm like, what can I do? One arm massage? I don't think would be very good. I could walk on them, I guess, but I'm like, okay, so I got it clear as day. You know, my wrist was 85% better like that night, and the next day it was fine. And I knew what the message was, but I got it fast because I was like, okay, well, what happened to my heart? Now I'm driven by my heart. Kimberly's my best friend. She always tells me, I always love everybody until you do me wrong. That's just how I live my life, right? So I always tend to put my heart first. It's very hard for me to say no to somebody. Guess what? If they call and tell me they're in pain. That's a trigger. If somebody says, oh, I need you to come give me a massage, you have a day off, I'm like, oh, my day off. But my back hurts or something's hurting. Because I want to take care of people, right? That's what I'm doing. I'm like asking to be at service for all these people. So for me, what happened to me is yesterday that I'm with a place I moved into. It's a medical spa. And the medical director is an OBGYN doctor. He works on severe cases of pregnancy, so preemies to whatever. But so he texts me, says, I got this person, is going to call you. They want a massage. She's pretty much bedridden, right? So he doesn't want her up as much as possible. So I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I really can't do a house call because not that I don't want to, how am I going to fit that in my schedule? I don't know how it's possible. And I'm good for my word. If I say somebody, you can count on me, I'm there. That's just how I am. So I'm like, all right, how is all this going to play out? So I said, oh, just let her call me, blah, blah, blah. I won't put too much energy to it. She calls me, loved her. I talked to her, but I was honest and said, look, I'd love to help you out. But I put on Facebook that I was looking for a massage therapist that was licensed and experienced in massage. I'm looking for the right person for her. Because I knew that, all right, I'm going to get the energy rolling because I want to help her, okay? So we're talking on the phone, and I tell her, I would love to help you out, but this is my deal. I don't know when I could come to you. That's the problem. It's not like I don't want to. I said, but I'm working two different places. I only have one day off, and I want to get in my story. But I said, I think I just need to find somebody, the right person for you. She's like, oh, how about if I come to you? So she goes in the doctor's office this morning. She says, I'm going to see him in the morning for a checkup, and I'll ask him if it's possible. I said, well, maybe I can, there's an elevator, maybe I can wheel you in a wheelchair, right? I'll help out in any way I can. Well, he sends me, he sends me this morning a picture of him, the mother-to-be, and the dad all, hey, I'm like, no way. Because guess what? What that did to me is like, oh man, I fell in love with the picture and I want to meet them and I want to help them. And the first thing my mind was like, you know, you can't. My heart's like, yes, you can. I'm having this thing go on with myself. And Kimberly knows me. I was like, oh my God, what can I do? How can I do this? And I was like trying to figure it out. But I knew that I stepped back two steps and said, I can't, no matter even if I want to do this. It doesn't make a difference. It's spiritual path I'm on, you guys. And if I don't honor myself, if I was going to take care of them, I'd be going for them. And not because I love people, I want to take care of them. It's not anything to do with not loving people. It's me telling the universe, I can't do house calls. I really want to be at one place. That's what I'm working on. I told them, I want to be at one place. I don't want to be all over the place anymore. So I am trying to make that happen. So guess what happens? I got 5 people that call in the last 3 days for house calls. Because guess what? The universe is like, okay, we're going to test her out, right? See if she's in her truth. So I know I'm not the only person this happens to. I'm sure there's many of you out there that are saying, mm-hmm, right now. Yeah, this happens to me too. So I got the picture this morning, and of course I'm having the struggle. And then I called my friend Diane, and I was like, oh, Diane, oh my God, and this and that. And I told her, I go, the first thing, she's just like me. The first thing that she does is she's trying to figure out how to get me there. She's like, okay. And I'm like, wait. I started laughing. I go, look at the spiritual side of this, what the growth is here. I said, you're trying to figure out how you're going to make it happen to me. And the lesson is, it's for me, you know? So I text the doctor back and said, you know, because of everything going on, I'm working 2 jobs. And I stood up for myself and said, I hope you're not disappointed, but I just can't do it. But I'll find the right person for her. I'll find the perfect person to take care of her. So I sent her a message saying, he totally understood, sent me a message back, very loving and stuff. And I sent her a message saying kind of the same thing. And she sent me a message right before church and said, Lori, oh my God, I can't wait to meet you. I'll meet you someday. She said, but I have an acupuncturist that referred me today, because I already talked to her about it and told her. And she said, so please don't worry about finding the perfect person for me. The perfect person's you. I just can't get there. So I was like, well, and we did have a connection on the phone, I told Kimberly, I can't go there just once, you guys, because if I do, I'm going to fall in love with them. Yeah. And I know I'm going to want to go. And then when can I tell them I can go when I have a time? So it was huge. And I'm going this morning going, wow. And then an hour later, because I was busy and didn't text him back, he sends me a smiley face, the doctor. So the energy was still going, because the angels were like, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. But the reason why to talk about this is that I'm really it was hard for me to say no, considering that she is in a little bit of pain. Not that anything's going to happen to her. She's just having neck pain and lower back pain, everything's shifting, but I wanted to help. So that was really huge for me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to talk tonight about how to be assertive, you know, and like really stand in your own. And I really am doing it because I did it today. Wasn't easy, but, so I really want to do an exercise right now with you guys, just because I want to bring in, if you are having something that you need to step in, I want you to visualize the energy before it happens or while it's happening right now. So if you guys want to close your eyes, if you wish. So take a deep breath. So think of a situation in your life or an environment that perhaps is a situation where you feel very uncomfortable about approaching or you're currently dealing with. Okay, take another deep breath. And as you exhale, release any tension on these issues, visualizing so much peaceful energy coming in for yourself right now, filling you up. Now decide now for yourself and the situation that the perfect love shall reflect in this situation and everyone involved. Let an image of pure radiant love form in your mind, letting peace overcome you in this situation, seeing yourself and the others in perfect harmony. Now visualize your beautiful heart. You fill it with this energy of pure love to rule out over their interactions. You fill it with energy of divine wisdom to rule over the decisions. You fill it with perfect life and health to rule out any physical or mental energies. Now that you're in all this amazing energy, you agree with the image you're seeing and feel the joy and the happiness their agreement brings you. Now visualize yourself actually walking into this, your situation, and standing in this amazing loving energy. Take another deep breath when you're ready and send out this amazing energy right now to the situation and to everyone involved. You are now creating a wonderful outcome with this beautiful energy. Take another deep breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So when you guys feel like you have something in your life that you want to step into, just kind of close your eyes or get the image of whatever. Each person would be different on what they saw, what they felt, what colors they felt, whatever, because it's different for all of us, right? But just kind of see, if you see you are the one that's the creator, you're going to create everything. So if you have a confrontation with somebody and you say, this isn't going to work out, this isn't going to work out, it's not going to work out. Because you're already setting the intention and creating the energy where it's going to be. So when you get like that, I'll give you some tools right now on how you can assert yourself. So one thing is choose your words carefully. It's especially important when you're going to be assertive in your situations where if you've previously been passive, think about your words and you could try writing them down, read them back to yourself if that helps. Remember, there's a fine line between being assertive and aggressive. Remember to watch your words, right? Millie always says this all the time, right? Watch your words. Wayne Dyer says, be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten. And this is the one I love the most. A tongue has no bones, but it can break a heart. Another thing you do is handle negative issues quickly. So I see this a lot. We wish it go away. I don't want to deal with it. Well, if a problem arises, jump on it immediately. This is an important part of being assertive. Handle your issues with kindness and respect to people who will remember you for it. If you let problems linger and treat them in a negative manner, people remember that too. The more you let things stew, you're making it be bigger than it is. And you're putting energy into it. Another one is develop good listening skills. Sometimes we're too busy about what we're going to say next, right? Not worrying about being a good listener. Avoid taking things personally. This is really important for empaths. Empaths are sensitive to everything. Being assertive can be touchy. Sometimes while you're trying to do everything right, you end up rubbing someone the wrong way. Learn how to brush off any comments that do not matter. Do not try to take things personally. What people say about you is, remember, a reflection of themselves. Be humble. Show confidence. People enjoy being led by people who ooze confidence. If you're going to be assertive and take charge, show that you have confidence to back it up. People will sense your lack of confidence if it's not truly there. So give yourself permission to feel good about yourself and your accomplishments. So these are some of the things, too, spiritually that you can do maybe to help you practice staying in the place. Because this is the hard thing. I can get up here and share my story and tell you guys, and you go off and go, this is going to be harder than what it looks like, right? Because you're like, I don't. So I'm going to give you some spiritual tools to put in your tool belt, okay? And feel if you want to use some of these, because this is all about karma and what comes around goes around and stuff. So the first thing you could do is calm your mind and body down. So you don't want to go in anything if you have an edge on. I call it the emergency responder because your impulse to fight it out verbally or physically and then run away, right? But instead, this is an opportunity for you to grow spiritually, right? It's always when things don't feel good is when you grow the most. So instead of running away from it, look at it like, I'm getting done this time around, I'm doing it. Because guess what comes around? It keeps happening and happening and happening, right? So instead, just say, I'm doing it. Just be strong enough to have confidence to step in it and just do it. And this includes career, relationships. It could be any area of your life, too. So maybe practice breathing exercises, yoga, mindfulness, or meditation. You could practice this on a regular basis or whenever you feel like your heart feels like it. Let the golden rule be your guide. If someone were upset with you because of something significant that you said or did, would you want to know about it? Most of us would want the other person to let us know about the problem so we can improve our relationship with them. if you go so in caring and non-judgmental manner. After all, wouldn't you rather have the person bring the issue to you instead of gossiping with others, harboring silent resentments, or walking away from a relationship? Turning the situation around, if someone in your life doesn't know that you have a significant concern about something they had said or done, they will assume everything's fine. How many times we don't say anything and everybody thinks it's fine, and then 3 weeks later we'll like blow up and they're like, whoa, what happened? You were fine with it yesterday. No, not really. I just didn't say anything, right? So that's a pretty big one for a lot of people. So the trick, though, is to go to the person, keeping in mind the golden rule. So before you pick up the phone and knock on the door, ask yourself, can I address this problem in a caring way, just as I would want to do if they were upset with me, right? What comes around goes around. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. There's a song we have that has that, doesn't it? You have probably heard about friendships that have ended because of misunderstandings or miscommunications. And whether you know it or not, it's possible that this has happened to you in the past. I'm sure this probably happened to almost everybody here. There are ways, however, to avoid happening this in the future. For example, if you're upset with someone, try to wait until you're calm and ready to express your concerns in a friendly, reasonable manner. Then find a private time in place to approach the person again with the golden rule again in mind. Sometimes it's helpful to begin by communicating with an open-hearted way I need to share and obtain information by making a neutral statement, asking without making assumptions. Assumptions we can never assume. That's never good if you do that. This might include, like, I need to talk to you about something that's on my mind, or a question. Did you receive the email I wrote you last week? Or I can't find that beach towel. Have you seen it? These kind openings will probably get the conversation off to a better start than, why didn't you return my email? What did you do with my beach towel? You never really should say no. You should always bring in the I. I as much you're talking about yourself anyway. When you put the yous out there, it always puts somebody a shield up to protect themselves. Something's coming at them. So if you talk, you always want to say from where you are at. Negotiate with a win-to-win solution. So you want what's fair, right? So when you're feeling, I want this for myself, think about how you don't know the experiences the other person has been through. You have no idea where they're at. So put out that you really want what's fair, right? Justice. You want really for both parties to be equally fair. Take responsibility only for your own life. Understand that you can't make someone else happy. Stop wasting your time and energy trying to please people just for the sake of pleasing them. Don't enable people or try to fix them. Let other people assume responsibility for their own choices and attitudes and refuse to accept blame that they wrongly place on you. Now, that is perfectly valid to expect to be rewarded for your work, whether you're serving your spouse, your employer, church, or someone else. Require respect from other people. At the same time, don't look to anyone else besides God to fulfill your ultimate needs. Take charge of your own life by connecting with God, seeking his guidance and strength and often, and moving forward proactively rather than reactively. Reject a small life in favor of a big life. So instead, living for comfort, live for purpose. Be willing to take risks God leads you to, which isn't easy, right? Because sometimes you want to go here and God's like, no, over here. And you're like, no. But really, if you trust it, it's always better, right? You're just making the road. Like, here, over here is a rocky road. Over here is smooth sailing. But when we don't know, right, what comes up? Fear. Because unknown. And this is the next one. Overcome fear with faith. Ask God to give you faith. You need to overcome fears in every aspect of your life. Whenever a fear enters your mind, feed a fact to it so it becomes more manageable. Ask God to give you the wisdom to discern what you do and what you don't need to be concerned about in this situation. Use fear to motivate you to become more proactive. Fear only what God will think, not what other people will think. Know that love and fear cannot coexist. Remember that God can transform any kind of pain in your life to give you greater ability to love. So ask God to give you confidence and project confidence in your relationship with others. You can create like a mission statement for yourself, just like a business does, right? And get it in your head and just say, this is what I'm going to do, and stick to it too, because that might help you with your path, because you're staying on track. Accept and express your emotions. So you feel a full range of emotions. Ask God to help you become more aware of your emotions, from joy to sorrow. Accept them and express them. And, you know, use your anger. Sometimes your anger can be used for injustice and righteousness too, right? Anger sometimes can be used not towards the other person, but standing in your ground. It can make you strong, give you power. So in conclusion, remember that the skill of assertiveness is something that develops over time. It may be overwhelming to try to make drastic changes overnight in your life. Ease yourself into it and test the waters. Before you know it, you have their respect for a new improved you. If you respect yourself, others will respect you. God and the angels are always with you, so ask for guidance and help you stay in a place of love. Blessings and love to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. That was fantastic. Well, do we have a